The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host. On this episode of Mule Talk, we have some special guests. We have a husband and wife team that operate in Medina, Texas. They operate at the Garrison Mulemanship and Training Center. Welcome to the show, Paul Garrison and his lovely wife, Alejandra.
It's a pleasure to be here, Cindy.
Well, good. Thank you. And I'm so excited to get to talk to you because Alejandra is an equestrian teacher and a horse and mule trainer. And that takes some special talent to do that. So tell me, Alejandra, how do you do this? What do you do to help people?
Why do I do? In my experience, I'm a vaulting teacher, which is gymnastics on horses, and I work in equestrian centers, teaching how to get kids to ride better, with better balance, with better speed, conditioning themselves core, through the body, and most of all, to get them to develop a better understanding of what they're dealing with before they can ride an animal, horseback riding. We would put them to do several exercises for attention so they can listen to your instructions. So it was much better for the teachers later on to get those kids more attentiveness from them so they can kind of ride better. So it was pretty fun. I did that for a lot of years.
Oh.
And
okay. Yeah. So
that helped a lot here because I can observe a lot of riding skills. So one of my my contribution to Garrison Mulemanship and Training is that I can help people have a better, more understanding of their body, their movement, their flow when we're here teaching them mulemanship. So it's been quite interesting experience because we all need a little bit of riding skill at some point, even if, older age or
as you grow. Sure. And do you work with people, like do you train them or teach them how to fall? Like if they're going to take a fall off of a horse and it's happening, so do you help them learn how to fall if they're coming out of the saddle?
What we teach them and we have learned as Paul and I is to give them the confidence for them to be more alert, more perceptive.
Okay.
That they develop a lot of intuition.
Okay.
And to be more reactive to where the situation presents itself. So the one ring stop, we really kind of focus on what do they need to do in their body language, body communication, and their writing skills too. Not to learn how to jump or how to manage, but I think manage a situation.
Okay.
Where it could be more controllable from your part.
Right.
So that's what we try to do, Paul and I.
Okay. So you would rather see your students stay in the saddle.
That's
good. Okay. No crash and burns here.
If they're like we all are, somewhat elderly. If they fall off the back of a mule or a horse, it's not how they fall. They're going to get hurt.
Right, right. I keep hearing that word elderly, Paul. Now, and I'm taking that personally, okay?
So somewhat
elderly. Okay. Well, that's all good. And yes, we are getting older and our reactive times are slower. And this is all, well said. This is good stuff. So tell me more what you're doing, because I see you're really very active and getting these seminars and clinics going. So tell me about that.
Well, you know, we've been doing private clinics here at the ranch for pretty steadily now for about 4 years.
Yeah.
It's really picked up the last year and a half. It's gotten real strong, real steady.
Good.
But yeah, we, you know, like I said, it's a private clinic. It's up to three, sometimes four. Every once in a while, we'll have either a family of four or five, or two couples that'll come. But most of the time, it's a single person and Alejandra and I.
Well, you know, I like that concept.
So the attention that's given,
yes,
is, you know, it's just, you can't beat it. It's hands on all the time. For, 7-8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's more than that. It's the conversation around breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's the conversation around the table at noon. It's the conversation in the evening and around the supper table. It's all those things, plus the work we do at the barn and in the field that really makes a full and complete experience for these people.
Oh, that's great, because it's like a camp in a way. I mean, you're there 24/7 with 2, 3, maybe 4 people. And I think that's really ideal, because when you're trying to learn something, you're very self-conscious of how other people are going to look at you. And you just don't have the confidence, you know, to be out there working with a whole, you know, 20, 30 people. So, yeah, my hand is off to you.
Cindy, the most important thing for people to do when they come here, and some of them come ready for this, but if they're not, we try to make them aware that most of the time, a large percentage of the time, we're not dealing with an issue with the mule.
Right, okay.
We're dealing with people issues.
Mm, okay.
And a lot of them know that coming in. Some of them haven't yet, and it's somewhat of a ticklish situation to bring them around to where they can realize where their problem lies and what they have to do to fix it.
Oh my!
And with that said, I mean, it comes a lot of emotional situations to the point, Cindy, that we're very blessed to live where we live and have what we have, because like Paul says, we have a beautiful home, a beautiful ranch that everybody stays in their own private rooms and bedrooms and all that stuff.
Really?
Come together.
Okay.
In a good food around a comfortable home where you're opening your heart, your feelings, your emotions. You know, there's a lot of things that goes on that probably you would not have it when you're in, like you say, when you go after to your camper after attending the clinic.
Right.
Those issues you have to kind of deal with yourself and say, like, what just happened and how did I deal with my emotional situations? And at some point, we guide them through and say, yeah, it's okay, you know, but the word confidence, like you say, we do a lot of confidence clinics, so that has evolved into very person-to-person, taking care of each person for them to go home. I mean, radiating so much love for the mules and a lot of wanting to do. It's not about now, I've learned something. No, I want to go to this part. I want to travel to this place. I want to join my friends and go trail ride. You know, it's just so much brightness that comes out of it that people go so motivated. And that's the best thing we could do, because those mules are going to have a wonderful home
with the leadership,
yeah.
They're all great.
Oh, my.
And they're all balanced. I mean, the riders and the mules. So we are mostly kind of blessed, because you see all what happens. You know, if somebody falls, it's the mule's fault. You see all these mules just going places to places, and, you know, it's just sad, because it takes a little bit more. You put a little bit up to you, and those mules just, that process, leadership and a lot of confidence, and you can have a forever mule taking you in a lot of places. So we're blessed and happy to do what we're doing.
That is remarkable. It kind of reminds me of, like, Bible camp when I was a little kid. I mean, everything was just so touching and personal. And so how do you do this with COVID? I mean, surely that has been an issue with you working with people.
Cindy, we had a full spring booked last year. Calendar, March, April, May calendar was packed. And nearly all of them canceled.
Oh, wow.
But by the middle of July, everybody had booked back and had their clinics done.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the COVID deal was, of course, everybody was kind of panicked and didn't know quite what to do, quite what was going on.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to react at first. So, you know, they erred on the side of caution. But once they figured out what was going on, it's been good. We've had a few people show up here with masks, and we go out to greet them without one, and they say, we don't have to wear these.
Oh, how funny.
No,
you're in an outlaw state. You're in Texas. I love it. Okay, so is there like an average age of your clientele that come in that wants your help?
I would say about 60 would be average.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's really good.
Something that has caught our attention is that there's family that wants to do the clinic also, too. So we have had from, I don't know, 6-year-olds.
Yeah, we've had two different families of five this last year that had, like, from 6 years old to 15 or 16, 17-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, what about people with disabilities? I mean, to me, I think that would be really, really challenging. I mean, have you thought about that? Or?
Well, if somebody's able to ride a mule, I guess they could be considered disability. But, I mean...
That's it. If you can... Okay.
We're all disabled one way or another.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Okay. I could feel it. All right. Well, I am so pleased that you've got this thing going. And now, how far away from town are you? Because I see these posts of where you're riding into town with your mules.
We're about 30 minutes away from Bandera.
Ah, okay.
Of course, Medina is the town we're closest to, but I ride in town by myself sometimes. But if we have guests, we take them to Bandera to ride. But we're an hour and a half west of San Antonio.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I have ridden downtown San Antonio a time or two too.
Oh really? Oh, that's so cool. So you took your mule to the Alamo?
Yep.
Oh. I'm really eating this up. I'm loving it. Well, okay. So you've got clinics coming up. I mean, what do you have a calendar? I mean, is it posted on your website or?
No, okay. We keep a calendar here at the house.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if people want to book with us, I ask them in our correspondence to pick a couple of stuff. They want 3 days or a week, whatever it is, to pick a couple of different times that they would like to come. And then we see how that meshes with what we've already got booked and kind of go from there.
Okay, so now, do you pre-qualify people? I mean, do you ask them certain questions so that you have... Okay.
We have people come, Cindy. Folks that have never owned a mule and are looking for mules come to get educated about the mule and to ride, say, a half dozen broke mules. So in their shopping experience, they will know what a good broke mule is about, looks like, feels like. You know, they'll have a much, much better chance of putting their hard-earned money towards a truly good animal. By having come here first and gotten educated and gotten the riding experience on a good broke mule.
Oh, that is so neat.
We have mule people from that don't want a trainer fly into San Antonio, and we go down and pick them up, and they'll take the clinics on automule.
What? Now say that again.
If We've had some mule folks, say from Maryland or from Washington State, that didn't want to trailer their mules all the way down here.
Oh, okay.
They'll just catch a plane to San Antonio, and we'll pick them up, and then they'll clinic on our mules.
Oh, that's so neat. Okay.
And then we have people that will trailer their mules all that way. We've got a lady coming in here this afternoon from Colorado.
Okay, yeah.
That's coming for a week-long clinic this next week.
Oh, that's so good. That's great. Have you ever had to turn somebody away, you know, where you just said, I just don't think this is...
I've told a couple of people that they really shouldn't be thinking about owning a mule.
Okay, there you go.
They ought to go get them an old plug horse or whatever. I didn't see any way it was going to work for them. But that's pretty rare, Cindy.
Yeah. You know, I was at a trail ride once and a lady bought one of my books. She came back the next day and she says, I don't think I'm going to own a mule.
Yep.
I was like, well, yeah, that I saved a mule, didn't I?
That is right.
Okay. Well, this is all good. So you're on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and...
Yeah, and we have a pretty extensive video library on YouTube as well, but the YouTube library is under Paul Garrison III.
Okay, so, wow, that's pretty cool. So people can go on YouTube and look you up and watch some of your videos. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit of business just through YouTube as well. People will start watching my videos that I've got posted there, and they'll either call to book a clinic or call to get a halter and a reins or a head stall or whatever it is they need.
Oh, that's great. If they want to get in touch with you or book a date with you, what number should they call?
830-796-5805.
Great. Okay. Now, before we sign off here, because you guys are, you're really, I think of you as being a dynamic mule training team, and this is all good for us elderly people.
Somewhat elderly.
Well, I looked it up the other day, and it said you're middle age until you're at the age of 65, and then 65 is the cutoff date for when you're old. Or older.
We've got a few more of them before we can truly call themselves up.
Right, we're okay.
One more thing, Cindy. We've got a clinic booked in just outside of Kansas City the second weekend in April at Sitter Downs in Lone Jack.
It's what? Now say that again.
The clinic is at Sitter Downs in Lone Jack.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow, that's good.
That's a public clinic.
Okay, wow. All right. Now, when we talked before, you said that you feed your clients when they're there. So you prepare the food, and it's your wife, is it?
Room and board is included in our private clinics.
Okay. And who gets credit for cooking, right? Is it Alejandro?
The Colombiana, Cindy, prepared the most luscious food you've ever had in your life. And if you don't believe me, just ask somebody that's been here before.
Oh, what a hoot. That sounds great. I'm going to have to come down there. I'm going to have to do something with this. Sounds like fun. It really does. And my mule is kind of a...
You're more than welcome, Cindy.
Oh, I would love to do that because my mule is somewhat of a scatterbrain, just somewhat. And
Cindy, you know what they say.
What?
The mules are a reflection of their owners.
Oh, well, okay. All right. You nailed it. Spot on. You nailed it. All right. Well, you guys have been great, and I appreciate you coming on. And I'm going to have you back soon. We're going to talk again because you've been great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Enjoyed it, Cindy.
Okay, goodbye. Okay.
Calling all you outlaws and rebels that ride the dusty trail. The Desperado's Cookbook and Guide to Common Sense is filled with recipes and protocol for the modern-day saddle tramp. easy recipes for home and on the trail. Kick it up with Wild Horse Whiskey Pie and serve the all-time favorite Stampede Peggy's Cowboy Spaghetti. There's advice in the Common Sense section on the art of romance, how to go courting, and how to handle the in-laws. The Desperados Cookbook and Guide to Common Sense is your kick-butt approach to life, and it is available at everycowgirlsdream.com and other participating outlets. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at everycowgirlsdream.com. Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.